Chapter 6. Digging for Treasure. One day, Tom and Huck wanted to dig for treasure.
"Where will we dig?" asked Huck.
"Oh, anywhere," said Tom.
"Why, do people hide it anywhere?"
"No," said Tom. "People only hide treasure in special places. Maybe under a dead tree, but normally under the floor in haunted houses."
"I won't hide my treasure," said Huck. "I want to enjoy it."
"Me too, but bad men don't do that. They take it from people, and then they always hide it."
"Don't they come back to get it?" asked Huck.
"They come back, but then they can't find it, or they die."
Tom and Huck dug for treasure under a dead tree at night, but they found nothing.
"I don't like it here," said Huck. "I'm frightened of the ghosts."
"Me too," said Tom.
"Let's try a different place," said Huck.
"I know," said Tom. "The old haunted house."
"What? I don't like haunted houses, Tom. They're more terrible than dead people."
"Yes, but they're only a problem at night. They're all right in the day."
"Okay," said Huck.
Tom and Huck were frightened of the haunted house, but they went inside it anyway. They wanted that treasure. They dug in the house for 20 minutes, but then they heard someone. They quickly hid, and they saw two men come in. One of them was Injun Joe. Tom and Huck did not know the other man. The men had a bag with money in it. The men dug in the floor to hide their money, but they found an old box there. There was a lot of money in it. Injun Joe's friend looked at the money and said,
"Look, now you won't need to do that other job."
"That job isn't for money," Injun Joe said. "I want to punish someone, and I need your help."
"What will we do with this new money?" asked the man.
"I'll hide it in my place," answered Injun Joe. "Someone could take it from here."
"Of course," said the man. "You mean in the number one place?"
"No, I'll hide it in the number two place, under the cross."
Finally, the men left the house with all the money. Then Tom thought of something terrible.
"Huck, Injun Joe is going to punish someone," he said. "Does he mean me because I told the trial about him?"
"Oh no," said Huck.
Tom and Huck wanted to find Injun Joe's treasure, but where was the number two place?
"It could be a room in a hotel," said Tom.
There were only two hotels in the village. Tom went to the best one first, but a young lawyer had room number two there. Room number two in the cheaper hotel could be the place. In the cheaper hotel, Tom opened the door to room number 2. He saw something, and he ran out of the hotel as fast as he could.
"Run!" he shouted to Huck in the street. "Run or die!"
Tom and Huck ran and ran.
"I nearly stood on Injun Joe's hand," said Tom.
"No," said Huck.
"Yes, Injun Joe's sleeping on the floor."
"Did you see the box?" asked Huck.
"Huck, I didn't wait to look. I didn't see the box. I didn't see the cross. I only saw a bottle next to Injun Joe."
"We need to wait," said Huck. "He'll leave, and then we can take the box."
"Yes, let's watch every night," said Tom.
"I'll watch," said Huck. "I'll watch all night, but you must come for the box."
"All right, I will," said Tom. "You must wake me up and tell me to come."
"I'll watch that hotel every night for a year," said Huck. "I'll sleep all day, and I'll watch all night."